It's Friday, April 24th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Wi-Fi 6E is coming. What's that? Security updates, including some good news, and how the shift to remote work changed working. This is the Business of Tech. Starting off with some pure tech news. The Federal Communications Commission voted on Thursday to open up spectrum in the 6 GHz band for unlicensed use, which is the same approval that allows 2.4 GHz and 5 GHz, particularly for Wi-Fi. This is the largest spectrum addition since Wi-Fi was introduced in 1989. Devices supporting 6 GHz Wi-Fi are expected by the end of 2020 under the branding Wi-Fi 6E, although certification is expected in 2021 by the Wi-Fi Alliance. So why do we care? Besides the "oh thank goodness there's news" angle, this is actually a big deal as Wi-Fi 6 also rolls out. Technology services companies will have new devices in this ecosystem to focus on. More spectrum means less congestion on networks and an obvious upgrade cycle to come. There's the small note of naming confusion. The new Wi-Fi 6 standard will be different from Wi-Fi 6E, but it's not so problematic as to limit adoption. The two are interoperable, just simply unable to use the new spectrum if not on 6E. A cluster of good news security updates. Zoom 5.0 is going to be available this week with new encryption and privacy features. The system now uses 256 AES GCM encryption, as well as a new security button and a report user function. And while I'm just talking about conferencing, Google Meet now offers a tiled layout, low light mode, and built-in noise cancellation, and Skype now has virtual backgrounds. Researchers have disclosed 4 IBM zero-day vulnerabilities to IBM Data Risk Manager, which the company refused to patch following a private bug disclosure attempt. A different group of researchers have revealed a pair of zero-day exploits for iOS that have been used in the wild to target high-profile users. These are zero-click, able to be used against anyone on the internet, and target gets infected without any interaction. Apple says they will be patched in the latest iOS beta release and in the upcoming iOS public update. Finally, following up to the Cognizant ransomware attack, the company has indicated to the SEC that the attack was caused and may continue to cause an interruption in business and may result in lost revenue and incremental costs. Why do we care? I continue to be encouraged by Zoom's speed in addressing issues. They are certainly acting like an agile startup. And there's just a lot to know here more than anything. Let's end the week with a business piece from Bloomberg. The piece looks at the change in work patterns due to the pandemic. Some data. As of 2017, only 3% of full-time U.S. workers worked primarily out of the home, per the Census Bureau. Now, employees are spending 3 more hours a day on the job, per data from NordVPN. U.S. workers are logging the most. In France, Spain, and the U.K., the day has stretched an additional 2 hours. In Italy, no change. That same data set shows wake-up times are later, but peak email time has moved an hour earlier to 9 a.m. And there are spikes in usage from midnight to 3 a.m. that were not present before. Some research is showing an increase in productivity, but also showing an increase in burnout. So why do we care? We care to focus on the business side of the business of tech. My thinking right now is that we're running a marathon, not a sprint, and it will be important to ensure we don't burn out employees. The digital wellness movement is somewhat paused based on the current state of affairs, but that's not smart long-term thinking. If we burn people out trying to survive, that makes the problem worse, and that is something that is fixable. Smart leaders who are going to survive are the ones who are focused on managing this over the long term. This is one problem you can work on fixing. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. If you like the content, want to learn more about what I'm up to, check me out on Patreon at patreon.com/MSPradio. You can get insights into the making of the show, Q&A options, and those that are committing to support the show get access to a question answered. Send me your question and I will send a private video response. It's the best deal in consulting. Everyone have a great weekend. Make sure to disconnect a little bit per that Bloomberg article, and I will talk to you on Monday.